Some of these warnings are ridiculous. Why are they even in the instruction manual? Just use common sense.
You'd be surprised how many people don't use common sense and then blame someone else when they get hurt. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Zach. It's funny to read warning labels that say things like, do not put underwater or do not touch hot surfaces. Unfortunately, those warnings are there because people blame the companies when they get hurt. It's kind of like how we blame others or even God when we sin. Do you blame others when something goes wrong? Life is never free from pain, but disobeying God's word can cause problems you could have avoided. That's exactly what our story is all about today. It's called The Blame Game. Aria flipped open a small manual that had come with their new toaster and started reading. Some of these warnings are funny, she said to Mom. Listen, do not put underwater. Do not touch hot surfaces. Do not put fingers in slots. Anybody with any sense at all would know not to do those things. Why do they write them in the instructions? They do seem pretty silly, but you might be surprised how many people would do some of those things, replied Mom. Then if the toaster breaks or they get hurt, they might blame the manufacturer if those warnings weren't in the manual. Sometimes people even go to court and sue for a lot of money. Even though it's their own fault? Asked Aria's brother Aiden. Mom nodded. It's human nature to blame somebody else. Both Adam and Eve did it in the Garden of Eden, and people have been doing it ever since. Who do you think gets blamed more than anyone else? I do, declared Aiden. You do not, said Aria. I'd say it's God, said Mom. He often gets blamed for bad things that happen, even though it was Adam and Eve's disobedience that brought sin into the world and made a mess of everything. Yet God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to save us from sin, and he gives us detailed instructions on how we should live, but people often ignore them. Then, when something goes wrong because of something they did, they blame God even though they're the ones who didn't follow his instructions. Like when Aiden fell out of his window and broke his leg trying to sneak out of the house when he was grounded last year, said Aria. Hey, said Aiden, I didn't blame anybody for my fall. I admitted it was my fault and accepted responsibility. Aiden grinned at his sister. And now I'm a model son. Aria and Mom both laughed. Mom picked up the toaster manual. I'll put this away for now, but God's instructions to us shouldn't be left in a drawer. Let's all read something from our Bibles each day so we can remember what God has done for us and how he wants us to live. Instead of playing the blame game, we can confess our wrongs to him and he will forgive us. Well, how about you? Do you accept responsibility for what you do? Or do you look for someone to blame when something goes wrong? Life is never free from pain or problems. Sometimes our difficulties come from living in a sinful, broken world, but other times they're caused by our own wrongful actions. When you mess up, don't play the blame game. Accept responsibility for your actions, remembering that God loves you and is always willing to forgive. Our key verse today is Proverbs 28, verse 13.
People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy.
And our key thought today, accept responsibility. 1.3 billion kids around the world don't know anything about Jesus, but you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It combines God's word and great stories with a creature feature stuffed animal. Help just one other kid learn about Jesus at keysforkids.net/storyteller. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.